Fellowship and VIC stands for Vaccine Information Coalition. You are listening to Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM, the most listened to truth radio program in the world. My name is Renee, and I'm joined today with my husband, Gary Tunsky. The title of our show is What in the Cell is Going On? And we're on every Monday at 2 p.m., which can be accessed on the front page of our vacinfo.org website. Today's guest is Richard Pearl. He is the owner of a wonderful health food store and restaurant called Simply Natural in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and one of the wisest men we know. Welcome, Mr. Richard. How are you today?
I'm terrific. How are you guys?
We are super, super, and we just want to hear all about you. I know you know much more about yourself than we do, so please share with the audience.
Well, I'll just give you a short rendition. My name is Richard Pearl. I own a company, a store called Simply Natural, and an organic restaurant called Simply Natural Cafe. We've been in the business for almost 25 years. We started when just after the Deshaies Act, when this industry was in its infancy. And through the many years, we've gotten very good at helping people get well. And we've had the luxury, the good fortune of meeting a lot of great people along the way. Both you and Gary have certainly been inspirational to me. And I've known you guys for many, many years. But one of the benefits I've had is that because I also do a radio show, just like you, and by the way, you guys sound great, and we've had you on before, both of you, so this is something that is exciting for me to be here. But because I also do a radio show, I've had access to really world-class people, and those people have helped me become really much better at what I do than I would be otherwise. So we have a store. I've made a lot of different products for a lot of different companies, including helping Enzyme Medica become a company. And we're now looking to build out our own line of products and, of course, work very closely with both you and Gary on many different areas that can help people's health. So that's a short rendition. I hope that will give a little bit
of background. Yeah, we definitely turned to Richard for lots.
But we've got a lot of things.
I was saying we definitely use your expertise.
Wait, say that again? I'm sorry.
No, I said we definitely lean on your expertise quite often. Thank you.
Well, you know, it goes both ways. I mean, what you and Gary do are completely different than what I do. And you have actually made so many people aware about the dangers of vaccines and that little card that you put out has been so instrumental in showing people what is really risky about vaccines. And every time I see a commercial for vaccines, I always think of both of you because I think of what you're really doing to make people aware that if it wasn't for your efforts, I don't know that there really would be the same, you know, push behind it. It's really extraordinary how ignorant people are about what's in a vaccine.
Yeah, and that's what we even promote the cards when we send them out all over the world for no charge, that they're seed planters. We plant the seed and God grows the seed. People just don't know. I mean, I know with me, with my daughter, my first child that I lost, I never knew that the poisons were in the vaccinations. So to have that on the card and then give us a place to go to get truth is a huge planting of the seed. And I know your store definitely carries our card, and I greatly appreciate you. But I just want to talk about what other efforts you have and just the importance of clean food. We interviewed another original organic restaurant guy, Mitch, last week. He started, I guess, the first health food store in Florida over 30 years ago. But he was focusing more on glyphosates and not really the food, which is where I really wanted to focus on, the importance of healing with, you know, the leaves of the trees and the vegetables. And I just really want to talk about the importance and your wisdom as far as how clean food and supplements are benefiting your people that come to your Simply Natural.
You know, it's interesting because I see all these advertisements or companies talking about, you know, how to extend life, but they ignore the things that have the most impact. And some of them are supplements. The stuff that they talk about aren't the right ones, but some of it is supplements. The other part is food. When we started our store 25 years ago, roughly, we were only interested in supplements. And then maybe 13 or 14 years ago, the restaurant next to us was available, and we bought it and turned it into an organic restaurant. And we were the first in that area to have an organic restaurant. I know Mitch had one long before me, but in terms of in Broward, we were probably one of the first, and we're still the only health food store in Broward that has its own restaurant. But we saw the importance of organic food, both raw foods and vegan meals, as well as if you're going to eat meat or fish, they have to be very healthy. Because what we put in our body, we just, you know, we'll either enhance it or we'll destroy it. And too many people think about only certain aspects. They think of, like, you know, weed killer, or they think about, you know, some of the chemicals in water, but they don't look at all the food, the toxins in foods. So we've made a conscious effort to say, you know what, we need to do something for our own meals because we have to eat well, and we want to have something for the people in the neighborhood. I know that you anytime you're in the area, you come in and eat, and you bring your kids. Your daughter just turned 18, I believe. And it's really appreciated that you are so focused on food. When we first started the restaurant, people would say things like, you know, it's too expensive, or why do you need organic food? As if we didn't always eat organic food until the last 70 or so years. We always ate organic food. And people were so compromised in their thinking that they thought organic had to be weird and that the poison food that they were eating was normal and good. And I just thought that whole mindset was crazy. Now it's kind of shifted, because when you eat food that is high quality, that's organic, it tastes different. You don't have to, you know, you just basically submerge it in 1,000 different sauces to hide the flavor that isn't there. So when you have really good food, it makes a difference. And we're, again, very cautious. So we don't do bottom-dwelling fish. We do deep-sea fish. We make sure that if we're doing meat, they're grass-fed. The chicken is always, you know, free-range and not Purdue chicken. It's properly, harvested chicken. And we do a lot of raw food classes because raw food is so helpful. I know that you see a lot of people that get very, very ill, and you, when you change their diet drastically, along with the supplements that you're doing and the energetics that you're doing, don't you see a big difference in them?
Oh, huge, huge. And really what I've learned through my experience, Richard, is that, you know, our problem is the fact that we give these medical deities, the medical doctors that are, of course, are trained by the drug companies, we give them such power that we allow them to convince us that food has nothing to do with healing. That's what's so crazy.
And
we know better. You and I specifically know better. We see people get well based on cleaning out the toxins and giving them the real food, the real nutrition into their cells.
Well, anybody who has cancer has to clean their body. And, you know, one of the things, as you point out about toxins, let's look at chemo for a second. Chemo causes so much toxicity to the body. It only kills the low-hanging fruit cells, cancer cells. It doesn't go after the stem cells very well. So you end up, you know, just getting a moment's benefit, and they don't do anything to fix the food or to fix the insides. They don't give them the right probiotics after they are destroyed by the chemo. They don't give them high levels of vitamin D. They don't build up the white blood cell count. They don't nourish them with food. So many of these people get so sick and so, they lose all their weight. The doctor says to them, well, eat some ice cream or eat something to fatten you up. But the foods that they're recommending are all full of sugar, which feeds cancer. So it makes no sense. And yet this is what people do. The foods that cause them part of their problems in the first place, they go back to after they have cancer and use chemo. And then they get worse. You have to change
the eating. What they're not telling you, Richard, is the oncologists are not trained purposely about nutrition, and not trained purposely what causes cancer, because it would point to them. So they have no training in nutrition, no training in nutrients and dietary changes, no training in sugar fermentation, feeding tumors. They have no training in building the immune system, and yet you have immunologists that claim that they're immunologists that don't know nothing about the immune system. So the very things that would treat cancer or reverse cancer process, they're not trained in. And that's hard to swallow when an oncologist is claiming that he's a cancer expert and he knows nothing about cancer. He only knows about the tumor formation, which is not the cancer. So they're looking in the wrong direction for what they're fighting. They're fighting cocoons, bubbles. They're fighting intelligent encapsulations called the tumor. They're not fighting cancer. They don't know nothing about cancer, nothing. They think it's genetic and viral induced at best.
Yeah, that's a really
valid point. You both know chemical assaults on the DNA, compounding toxicities and compounding insufficiencies are causing cancer. There is absolutely no training in oncology on both those subjects, none.
And, you know, they also treat cancer as a single item. Like they look at the expression, the tumor, not the systemic nature of the cancer. So they very rarely do a good job at getting rid of the cancer because they're only treating, it's almost like whack-a-mole. They hit the thing that just pops up next. And instead of looking at the big picture, which is there's a systemic problem, there's a breakdown in various areas. And you brought up a very interesting point. You mentioned viral. A lot of people don't realize that so many cancers have a viral aspect to them.
That's right.
And I know there's some changes in that understanding in medicine, but it's still at the early stages, and most doctors will scoff at the idea that viruses have an impact on long-term diseases like cancer. And it just it stuns me because they're choosing to be ignorant in face of the evidence.
That's right. And the reason why they don't know about that is the viruses and fungus even is you can actually zoom in histology on a tumor formation, and you're going to see fungus, candida. You're going to see viruses. You're going to see bacterial, especially nosocomial and gram-negative bacteria at the tumor site. But they really believe that caused the cancer because it's at the tumor site. Well, the tumor drew them in as scavengers. They're opportunistic. So they're the same environment that they're growing in, but they're growing inside the tumor because the environment is still there to make them grow. So they're not the cause of, they're because of. They're not the cause, they're because of.
And what's so absolutely crazy on how clueless medical doctors are, and I was a victim of all victims with my first child, Casey. Here she was with mono, Epstein-Barr virus, and the top infectious disease specialist at one of the top hospitals. When I called him about 4 weeks into her mono and asked, should I, you know, she's losing weight. Is it normal for her to be losing weight 4 weeks into mono? And he said, feed her ice cream, Oreo cookies. The top infectious disease specialist, mind you. So it's devastating to me of what I've had to learn. And I'm sure you know this for a very long time, Richard.
Well, you know, the sad thing is that it's so obvious to people in our industry, at least the ones who are forward thinking. It's so obvious, but it doesn't seem to be obvious to the medicine side of the equation. And I think part of it has to do with something that we kind of skirted around the edges. You mentioned the fact that, you know, they're not really designed to understand nutrition. Well, they're all really licensed to do one thing, which is to dispense drugs. They're not licensed to do nutrition.
And with cancer, it's drug cut, burn, poison the tumor sites and chase them around, but the tumor's not the cancer. The tumor is a side effect, a secondary issue of cancer process. They don't know that. They think that the tumor is the cancer. If you could somehow remove the tumor, you cure the cancer. Well, that's ridiculous.
Otherwise, if that was the case, it wouldn't keep coming back, and it wouldn't come
back. Or surgery would cure all cancers if that was the case.
That's right. And they know that. But, you know, here's the thing. I have a couple cancer surgeons that come into the store, and they'll say to me, you know, personally, that once they start doing the surgeries on these people still have, if they're over 60, they have no chance of surviving. The chemo pattern, the chemo / radiation pattern with the surgery. It says once they're over 60, it's done, unless it's something like a very, you know, non-difficult cancer, like a zero cancer. But outside of that, they basically say if you're over 60 and you do the surgeries and you do the chemo and radiation, you're pretty much done. It'll come back. You'll live, you know, longer than, you know, than maybe. They'll always use the argument you'll live somewhat longer. But the fact is that you still haven't solved the problem. And cancer is such a scary word because people are going to doctors, so-called experts, but they're not expert in actually healing. They're expert in, as you said, defining a tumor and what goes on in a tumor, but they're not expert in healing. And yet there's so many products that are available, you know, obviously eating the clean diet. Eating a raw diet is so helpful. you're not eating raw meat, obviously. You're eating raw vegetables and many different things that taste like something that you're used to eating. They just design them in a certain way. But raw foods can really help because they're easy to break down. You're not stopping metabolic processes. You're allowing for the digestion with the enzymes live in the foods to make things easier. And you're not putting stress on the body and anywhere near the level you would otherwise. If you couple that with the right supplements and the right energetics, and you change your thinking and you get into a happier state and you don't hold on to the stresses like you did before, all of a sudden you start to heal. And, of course, there's the electromagnetic fields that we all have to avoid as much as possible. But it's a collective thing that we need to do. And that's one of the things I really like about both of you. You're so into that, as am I. Collectively, we kind of think alike. We do different things, but we think alike. And the things that you're doing, the things that we're doing as Simply Natural, are really helping people get better. And that's something that people, if they're listening to this show, they need to understand this point. You always have choices. If you go to a building, you can come from the north, you can come from the south, you can come from the east or west. None of them are more right than another unless you're in a certain direction. But they're not, it's not inherently that one's better than the other, but they're available. And healing's the same way. You can take a drug, but you're not really going to heal just from the drug, but you have other avenues that you can go, just like north, south, east, or west, and you can find the one that fits you. For Gary, for April, for me, it's just, you know, it's different. It, you know, for us, we're really into highly effective treatments that are natural, that have impact, that are scientifically driven, that are duplicatable, that you can actually get an outcome and you see it firsthand. You see people getting better without poisoning them. You can't put poison in a poison well and get fresh water.
That's right.
Anyway.
And also,
way,
too, the, what
April,
you're mentioning,
Renee.
Too.
Sorry about that, April, Renee. I just like...
No, it's both. Just, it's both. April,
no,
Renee is my name.
To, I know, but it's just... It's just so... I don't know. Go ahead. I love you.
You know, it's interesting. You're talking about the environment, which is Antoine Bichamp's research, where he's talking about the cellular terrain and not the germ or the tumor. And the same concept of germ theory is tumor therapy. Tumor therapy is there's no difference. The germs or the viruses or fungus are there because of the sick cell tissue, the sugar laying around, the acid pH, the immunosuppression, the circulation problems, the lack of oxygen to the cell site, the factors of having no water, no hydrating structured water. And so the environment is morbid and toxic and sugary, and that invites a tumor to form. Same thing with a germ will come in as a scavenger, as opportunistic to feed on sugar and feed on toxins and feed on the environment. They're not the cause of, they're because of on both sides. The tumor is not the cause of cancer any more than a virus or bacteria is the cause of disease. Same concept.
Well, it goes back to the whole thing that, you know, I think people in our industry understand. It's the terrain.
Yes.
If the terrain is healthy, you can grow the right seed in there. But if you have bad terrain, I don't care what the seed is, if nothing's going to grow. And vice versa, if you have bad terrain, you're going to get all kinds of weeds and things that you don't want and the bugs that come along with those particular weeds and all the different things that go wrong with that. And if it's the wrong kind of weeds, then you're not going to be able to keep the vegetation growing properly, so the water won't stay, and maybe everything gets really parched because everything is working in a homeostasis environment. And if you don't have part of it right, then none of it can be really right. And so it doesn't matter what it is. A farmer understands it with a plant. Medicine should understand it with disease. But they, again, it's not part of the financial equation. And we all know that the most profitable industry in the United States, maybe the world, outside of military, would be, and I would actually say maybe even more so than military, is pharmaceutical.
Right.
So, you know, when we look at that, you look at all the people that you guys have helped, and I look at all the people that I've helped, and I always see a common thing. We all look at working at the overall aspects of the health condition. We don't look at one item or one side of it.
Right.
And I do want to say something. something I've found to be very helpful, though, because as I said earlier, I make products for other companies. There are certain areas that I do work on very heavily because I think that one of the problems is that, as you said, you know, the environment isn't right. There's a lot of things that shouldn't be, and you touched upon, you know, really relevant things, and you should restate them because they are very important for people just to understand that if certain aspects of the environment are wrong, certain things start to become opportunistic. But one of the things that I really focus on is certain types of nutrients that really make a difference, things like S-acetylglutathione, which is a form of glutathione that actually, when they do T-bars testing and ROS and superoxide testing, it outperforms even the IV, which is considered the gold standard. So here's you got the master antioxidant, but in a form that your body can actually use. And the precursors and the other forms of glutathione don't work anywhere near as well. And then you've got things like 98% trans resveratrol. Most people know about the 50% trans. Well, that means that 50% of the product is something else that actually compromises the part that you want. The 98% material was the stuff that was used originally in the studies, and so you only had 2% of other things, which didn't impact the purity or the efficacy of the trans resveratrol. So the 98% helps the cells divide properly because it makes the telomeres lengthen, and we all know that lengthened telomeres mean less disease. And the longest-lived people and animals, even, you know, they check turtles, are always based on telomere length. So if you take the 98% trans resveratrol, you take the S-acetylglutathione, you take the right ubiquinol, and I use one that's in a capsule, not in a soft gel, because the capsule has nitrogen and it stops air from getting into the chambers and degrading the ubiquinol. When you take that and you take the PQQ, which rebuilds mitochondrial compartments, collectively what you're doing is building up energy places or the foundation to energy. You're sparking that energy. You're helping the cell repair itself, and you're helping the cell divide. And if you can do those things and add a bunch of vitamin D and get, you know, up to 100 nanograms per milliliter in your blood, you're changing the structures of what goes on in your body to offset some of the other sides of it that you brought up so eloquently about the damage that's done when the environment's wrong, because you're strengthening the cell structure, you're protecting the cell structure, you're making it use fuel efficiently, and that's going to offset some of the damage that people are creating in their life or the environment's creating for them.
Or the vaccines, really, of course. I mean, you know all too well, you know, straight to the bloodstream, poisoning you. I mean, literally within 3 hours of birth with the hepatitis B vaccine, and then 39, I think they're now giving them, but by the time they're 18 months of age. And it's not even counting the blood poisoning that they're giving the pregnant women as they're in vitro. The baby's not even, you know, not even born yet. And then, of course, genetic damage. So, I mean, it's compounding, like my husband teaches, compounding toxicities and compounding insufficiencies is the cause of every cellular malfunction. And it's a no-brainer when you think about it. It's simplistic, you know?
Well, what I look at with you guys, because you've actually had a major impact on me on the vaccine. I always was against them, but because of your efforts, I am so opposed to vaccines that when I went to Africa, I was in West Africa, in Sierra Leone, where it's required by law to get a shot. And I never took one. I found a way around it. I didn't take a shot either time that I was there. And the first time, you know, if you get yellow fever, you die from that. And the second time I was there, they had Ebola. So, you know, we were doing some stuff to try to help off, you know, a little bit with the Ebola situation. There's some things that people can do. But the fact is, I listen to you guys. And I listened to people like Robert Scott Bell, and I made sure that I did not take a vaccine. I would, under no circumstance that I can fathom, take a vaccine. And as you know, they can engineer stuff in vaccines that are really detrimental to people's health. And I don't know if you want to go in that direction, but that's certainly something that can happen.
Definitely we want to go in that direction.
Yeah, the bioengineering of vaccines. In fact, the monkey virus is the monkey tissue they're using to attenuate these bacterial forms and viruses. They're making them wild. They're not nature. They're not made in nature. So these are all laboratory-created viruses they're making based on animal attenuation and serial passage. So when you run a monkey tissue, horse blood with diphtheria, embryonic tissue, and you're running it through passage with a virus from humans or a bacteria from humans, you're getting a hybrid. A hybrid is a hybridization or a recombinant. So when you're combining animals with human, you're getting a foreign DNA shot in your blood, bypassing the nose and the mouth. Where do you think the foreign DNA is going to go inside your blood? Your blood can't vomit. It can't regurgitate. So where would the blood deliver this foreign antigen or foreign DNA to your body? Your DNA goes to yours. Just like if I gave a bovine glandular, let's say an adrenal glandular, where would the adrenal go if you swallowed the adrenal glandular from bovine? They go to your adrenals.
Right.
If I gave you thymus glandular from bovine, or even porcine, it would go to your thymus gland. If right. I inject foreign DNA to you from vaccinations, where would it go? It'd go to your DNA and snip it out like a scissors, and snip out the chromosome, and insert itself with that foreign monkey virus or horse blood or whatever it is, and now you're really in trouble.
And
now,
then also on top of that, the witch's brew of the glyphosate, right. like Mitch was talking about last week, as well as the mercury and the formaldehyde and the aluminum and the antifreeze and the MSG and on and on and on and on. I mean, it is definitely causing major, major havoc to the cells. Primarily, we teach in our presentation, but, you know, the reversal of that is exactly what you're doing, Richard, and that's why we want to give you this show and just let you share, because food is medicine, which they don't know. They don't know. Doctors are not taught nutrition in medical school. It's an elective class, audience. They're not even taught creation. They're taught evolution in medical school. They don't believe the body has that innate ability at all, like a broken arm or a cut in the finger. So that's why we just really, you know, support places like yours that are providing the information and the resources to help people kick in that self-healing doctor.
You know, I'm thinking about, you know, all the damages that viruses do, partly brought in by vaccination. And that's, again, where the S-acetylglutathione makes a difference, because the glutathione gets depleted by viruses and heavy metals. Both are involved in, you know, cancer and other diseases. And when you look at it, you say to yourself, well, look at all the neurological disorders that people have. Look at all, like my dad died of Alzheimer's. And you think, I think about, well, my dad did a vaccine every year because of the flu virus. Like, he never had the flu, but he was taking it. And if that wasn't bad enough, you know, he was doing the cholesterol-lowering meds, which were depleting his ubiquinol levels.
The statin drugs, so, Lipitor, so all the statins.
Right. So all the statin drugs, so he was taking those, and what's your brain? You got a high concentration of fat in the brain. It's damaging fat, so you're damaging your brain. People, they use the term brain fog as a side effect, because if they said brain damage, nobody would use it. It's funny, you can say to somebody, this drug will kill you, they're okay with that. But if you said, well, this will cause brain damage, they wouldn't take it. So they use brain fog. So they use it. So my dad was taking statin drugs. He was taking, you know, the vaccines. And lo and behold, shockingly or not, he ended up with, you know, a disease of the brain. And all that neurological damage was caused by putting heavy metals. And imagine what we're doing to kids which don't have, you know, the same brain and the same body weight. We're putting enormous amounts of heavy metals in their body, and we're wondering why they're acting crazy or shooting up schools eventually. I mean, it's just, the whole thing is insane, and everybody wants to look
Renee.
The other way.
Yeah, Renee's father died of ALS, same situation. He was getting the flu shot every year. He was drinking beer every night, eating, you know, just potato
crackers.
Chips and crackers and just, you know,
no nutrition
whatsoever. Yeah. And when they gave him the death sentence, so you're going to die in a, you know,
like 6 months.
6 months, he programmed his brain that he's going to die in 6 months. And that's what happened.
No, he died within like 3 months. I mean, he made his funeral arrangements and everything. And that's what Gary teaches too, the rudder of the ship. And when your brain tells you you're going to be dead because you're, you know, looking at these medical doctors as if they're our creator. And they tell you you're going to die, you know, people that give into that, they normally go faster than they're even told because their brain has prepared them, their bodies for death.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. When you think you're going to die and you start speaking it, you just told your cells you're going to die. So there's a direct link to the rudder of the ship is the mind and the mouth, and when you speak it, the cells degenerate, and there it is. There's your demise.
Well, you know, it's interesting. If anyone doubts what you're saying, just ask yourself this. When you were a kid and you didn't want to go to school, you laid in bed and you told your mother, hey, I'm feeling ill and I don't feel well. Next thing you know, you had something wrong with you.
A fever. And you're coughing.
Yeah. And it was legitimate because you told your body, your brain listened. And the cells reacted differently. The frequencies shift and to a lower, revolution. And the next thing you know, you're having, an illness. You're not at ease. You're in disease. But
yes,
but
yes.
It's really true. Again, you know, the Russians have, I said Russians. That's collusion, isn't it? But but the Russians did studies on water where they actually measured frequency in water when you were happy and when you weren't. And they even did it over, phone, where they took a regular phone, and they had somebody think from a 1,000 miles away, and they were able to project into that water. And so I used to always think it was silly to bless the food before you eat it. But in truth, when you bless food,
right,
you're actually putting a frequency out there that's actually good for your body. Same thing like when we were doing the water. Again, the Russians proved it. Others have proved it as well. But they did so much research on frequency and what goes into water, what affects water. And people don't understand any of this. And so, again, if we go back to the medicine, we look at these doctors as God. But all they're doing is they're marketing agents for the drug industry. The machinery and the blood tests that they do are so that they will corral you into a drug.
Right.
And people
they're employees for the drug companies is what they are. They're not doctors. They're symptomologists. So
right.
you have to call a spade a spade. When you're an MD, you're trained to drug, cut, burn, poison symptoms. And you're not trained in the disease process.
Right.
So nobody in rheumatoid arthritis specialty knows about arthritis. You ask a rheumatoid specialist, hey, doc, what is arthritis or how did I get it? I don't know. All I know is you got pain and inflammation. That's all they know. When you talk to a cardiologist, how did I get heart disease? I don't know. Luck of the draw, I guess. But all I know is you got murmurs and arrhythmias and palpitations. I can deal with that, but I don't know what the heart disease is. Then you go on to diabetes. What is it, doc? What caused my diabetes? I don't know. But all I know is you got high blood sugar. We can fix that with insulin and glucophage, and so you can band-aid the symptoms. But then there's no training in the actual physiology or the background of what the disease is. None. Zero. Because they don't want them to know, because they cure the disease and cure the money.
Well, see, that's the thing.
So
people have to really be reasonable when they have an illness of some type and seek out people who have a different view than just the medical view, because as you're pointing out, they're into symptomology. They're not going to change their structure. It's highly profitable, and they
right.
control the government with it. So you got to assume that there is no interest in changing that model. It works. What
right.
people have to do is decide that it's important for their life to have another option. I don't have health insurance, and I have no interest in buying it.
My thing is,
if something goes wrong with me, I'll use some from the health food store, or it'll be a car accident, and then the insurance will cover that part of the medical. And I did have a major car accident 4 months ago.
Okay.
The stuff that I'm taking naturally has helped me heal much better than my prognosis would have been otherwise, and you wouldn't know that I'm injured. But I had some serious injuries from it because of the. The crash was a head-on, and there's a, you have that momentum. When you stop on a dime, your body, the G-forces keep going. It causes problems. It wasn't the actual inside damage of the car. It was the G-forces and the seatbelt. So the point is the natural stuff was available. I never had an intention of doing anything medical unless it was life and death. And I think that that's where people have lost their focus. You should only do medical in an acute situation, life and death. If there's
right.
something that's a symptomology, you better find another solution, because chronic approaches don't seem to be effective long term. Your quality of life suffers, then you end up on a bunch of different meds, you're spending all your money on disease, and you don't have a life, you don't have control, and then you come from fear. when you're always on meds, you're fearful what else is going to drop, what other thing is going to happen. And when you do that, you change. You know, we were talking about the brain just a minute ago, but the brain starts setting you up for failure. And so, because that's where your head is, that's where your thought is, that's what your decisions are. It's the behavior you make. It's like the expression, you know, you look at to see who your friends are, and I'll tell you who you are. When you surround yourself with medicine, and you're taking drug after drug after drug after drug, pretty much you've given up on your own belief system of being well. You have now committed yourself to there's no return to normal. You're always going to be diseased. You're always going to be less than. You're never going to be strong and powerful and in control of your life. And when you come from that mindset, you can only fail because there's only one direction with that, and people don't get it.
Right.
That's why
they don't realize. We just had a lady recently that we scanned with our cellular scanner that was on 17 different drugs. And do you know, she has no idea what she does now after interpreting with my husband. But a lot of her complications was coming from the synthetic drugs, the pharmaceutical drugs that she was on. And people have no idea. They think the doctor's helping them, and all he's doing is masking the symptom and causing more sickness.
So the contraindications of her 17 meds were causing dizziness, were causing symptoms of lethargic condition, where she couldn't even get out of bed. Well, that was the medications doing that, not the disease. So people associate their diseases with something genetic, or it's a bad luck of the draw. The reality is the meds they're on and the contraindications of the meds banging heads are causing more problems than the disease they started with.
That's right. And you, Richard, I want you to share with you, because I know you know better than anybody because you have a health food store, there's natural supplements for everything the pharmaceutical drugs can do, correct?
Pretty much. I mean, you know, pretty much, except for maybe a broken arm, you know. I probably wouldn't do it for that, but well, there is actually, that's not true, because I mean, in terms of setting the arm, not in terms of internally, because you can take collagen and improve that spongy bone and make it right. That happened with my wife when she broke her wrist. We did a lot of collagen and hyaluronic acid, and we didn't take any of the pain pills that the doctor wanted. We actually just did natural products that we had at the store. Including Ruma Art, and she didn't have any problems. But what was interesting is that even a month after the accident, she kept getting, the doctors kept saying, do you need any pain pills? And she says, well, I'm not in pain. But every time she would go for rehab, they would say, do you need any pain pills? So they were pushing all that stuff. But you're right. There's virtually a supplement for everything to fix something. But again, not just symptomatically, but You take it collectively. You got to change the eating. That's why we have the restaurant, because it would be foolish not to eat well. And you've got to work on the electromagnetic fields. And next year they're going to come out with 5G, which is, I think you were telling me, it's 90 times more powerful than 4G.
Yeah, 4G, right? So it's a military weapon is what it is. It's not getting to be where you get the Netflix connections better. It's just they're doing it for a military weapon.
That's crazy.
So they can alter the brain. They can alter the central nervous system. They can alter neurotransmitter firing by these 5Gs.
Well, what's really scary about that, I know we're touching on so many things, and if I'm the audience, I'd probably want to run somewhere off the planet. But you can't quite do it.
I think they're ready for it, though, Richard.
Yeah, it's just, but I got to say, you know, if you think about it, look at how minds are so messed up. And since 2007, when we started with the smartphone,
right.
And now you look at, you know, we're talking 11 years, and the whole planet is remarkably different, and not in a good way. I don't think. I really don't think. You know, in some ways, obviously, yes, but collectively, I don't think better, because of all the damage it's done to brains, and you know the way that neurotransmitters react. And you're talking at right now we're at 4G level. If we go to 5G, or we are, and that's 90 times more powerful, I can't even imagine what that does to the brain. I just see like a tremendous amount of, you know, tumor growth in people's bodies because they can't handle it. Look at how people are constantly on the phone from the age of two. It's insane.
That's right. We were just recently introduced to SafeSleeveCases.com. which we purchased, you know, iPhone covers for, iPad covers for, computer covers for, and they have an RFID shield and everything. And that, people are keeping up with the more power they keep coming up with. So that's where we're going now and recommending is safesleevecases.com. But even when the 5G's comes out, I mean, obviously they're going to have to, people are going to have to do stuff to block that power too, the negative effects of it.
Well, you and I were discussing that when I saw you last, which, you know, we're looking into, what are you going to do? Because if you're in an area where there's a lot of 5G concentration, you got to somehow defend yourself. I wear a thing around my neck that helps with, you know, the normal EMFs, and I put a thing on my phone, as you guys do, that, you know, put the frequencies within human range. And it's funny because you can muscle test and see right there on the spot that these things work. It's not up to opinion. You know, you check yourself before, and you check just holding the phone, you see how weak you get, and then you check it with the device on there. Next thing you know, you're strong like bull. And, you know, it's just, I think it really just goes down to, you know, people are just unaware of things. And if they're unaware, most of the things in society fall back to not being aware of things or not understanding the use of something. There's a famous story where, and I forget what the terminology, there's an actual term for this, but there's a famous story where this guy brought ice to the islands, to the Caribbean. And he thought he'd make a killing on ice. And this was like in around 1806 or something like that. But he wanted to bring ice to the islands. He thought, they would be able to make their food last, and he'd make money off of that. What he didn't understand is that the people that he was seeing in the islands saw no value in ice because they ate their food very fresh. The concept of ice didn't make sense. They didn't have a place to store ice. They didn't have ice in the islands. There was no need for ice. Historically, their cultures didn't use ice, so all of it melted away, and because they couldn't see a value in that thing. And this is what happens in a society. They don't see a value, or they don't understand the importance of something collectively, and then it does, you know, it harms them in some way. So most people are going to be yelling and screaming, oh, 5G is great, oh, vaccines are great, oh, drugs are great, because that's what the culture is. That doesn't make it any more beneficial. It's just the culture is in the mindset that this is right, and they don't have an understanding of something else. And I feel bad for the people who aren't enlightened, because people shouldn't have to suffer for something that they didn't ask for in the first place.
Right, and that gets back to the unseen too, Richard. You got to understand, you can't see ELFs. You cannot see microwaves coming out of these towers. So they're thinking, if I can't see it, it's not real, it's not there, and it's not affecting me, and it won't affect me, but it will affect you and your children if you don't do something about it, or at least get educated as to what to do to combat the microwaves, or to dissolve the ELF frequencies and make it more constructive instead of destructive.
When you're doing the machines, when you're testing people, what do you notice that they have the most problem with?
Many factors. Stress is real common. We have an ELF panel, so we actually can tell the frequency shot at us. Buzzing telephone lines, cell phone towers, x-rays, CAT scans, MRIs. So we're actually discovering that the actual pathology, the diagnostics that medical science uses, is the culprit for the radiation that's causing sickness. So the very thing we're going to MDs for in hospitals and doctors are using diagnostics that cause disease, especially cancer.
That add to, and this is what we make clear in our presentation. We're actually doing an event this coming weekend at the Foley Civic Center. My message is the appetizer, Gary's is the meal, and we make it very clear that it's compounding toxicities. And of course, the vaccines, the blood poisoning, are the what sets the stage. I mean, even my two children that you know, Richard, Corey, and Faith, that we bring, they have no vaccines, and they, when they're with their dad, they don't eat organic all the time. They're regular, typical people when they're not with Gary and I, but because they don't have that compromised immune system, they're still extremely healthy. So the vaccine set the stage, of course, And then the things you eat, breathe, drink on top of it, exposed to on top of it, like radiation, like, you know, the chemtrails, like everything else that we're bombarded with in, you know, in this world. And what we teach is that we have to control what we're able to control, because there are so many things that we're unable to control. You can't live in a plastic bubble. You
know? That's a very valid point. And I think that that's sometimes lost on people, that it's either all or nothing, and that's not how it works. You do what you can do to offset. And I think that that's the only thing that we should... Well, I think we should do a lot of cleansing as well.
Right.
Absolutely. Now, my husband and I do, we're getting ready to do his cleanse coming up soon. We try to do it 3 or 4 times a year, the cleansing of the temple. The scriptures talk about 72 times. That cleans the liver, the gallbladder, the lymph, the blood, the colon, you know, a heavy metal chelator that binds to the heavy metals and pulls it out even past the blood-brain barrier. So the cleansing of the temple, 21 days. Gary teaches the first week is the fluids, the second week is the organs, and the third week is when the cleanse gets deep into the cells. But we see ALS go away. Lou Gehrig's disease, my dad died from. 11 days into our cleanse, a gentleman from Canada that was diagnosed with ALS, his wife emails me and tells me he's starting to feed himself again. He no longer has ALS. So the cleansing of the temple is a necessity in these end times.
And, you know, it just goes back to, what is ALS really? It's a heavy metal disease. It's a neurological issue caused by heavy metals. Get rid of the heavy metals, then you don't have the culprit. You still might have damage... neurological damage, but you can still offset that. You can repair that, but you can't repair it if you keep poisoning. So if you get rid of the poison and then you do the other things, problems can be solved. It's like anything else in the body. If you take away the cause and then you nourish in whatever form, it could be supplement, it could be, you know, with the food or whatever item, and you also, of course, detox. If you take away the cause, you detox it, you nourish, you're going to resolve many issues that people think are incurable simply because you're taking away the thing that the culprits, and you're nourishing. You're you know, it's sort of like, I always tell people, you know, they'll drink a lot of coffee, and I say, and I'm, you know, I'm 58 years old soon, and I'll say, I'm not old enough to drink coffee, because I need coffee to get energized. And I work 7 days a week, et cetera. And the reality is that you don't need it if your adrenals are strong.
Right.
But what do people do? They don't nourish their adrenals. They stimulate them. And
right.
then they cause the wrong hormones to be released. And then they're firing at night what they should be firing in the morning. And so when you look at this, it's just, again, it's a real straightforward thing. Help the body nourish. You wouldn't run a race without being nourished or, you know, practicing. So don't go into something like, you know, trying to solve something by only addressing the thing that jumped out of the whack-a-mole thing. You've got to go and nourish. Don't just stimulate. Stimulation won't work because you'll keep breaking down that organ system, which causes more stress to that, which causes, you know, disharmony, which leads to things to say, oh, that looks like a place for me. You know, there's a reason why, for the most part, Beverly Hills is, you know, full of, you know, wealth, and San Francisco, which is a wealthy area, is now falling into detrimental ways because you create an environment that says, okay, I need to go there. You create, and I don't want to go off on a tangent here, but if you create a sanctuary city, then you're going to get things to go over to that sanctuary city that may not be as equal to what was there before the sanctuary city. And it's like that with a disease, right? I mean, if you have an environment that's unhealthy, it'll attract things that are fit for that environment. Look at the people that are in people's lives. You know, you find successful people around successful people, but you also find unsuccessful people around unsuccessful people, and they pick them for their friends, and they pick them for their mentors, and they surround themselves with those people. So one group does really well, and one group does really bad. This is why success is a habit, failure is a habit, health is a habit, disease is a habit.
Absolutely. And we just need to wake up more people and give them the options, because I think the biggest problem, Richard, is that people just don't know. I mean, just like myself, when my the dad of my children walked into the house when I was pregnant with my first child, mentioning that, you know, we should look into the vaccines. My response to him was, I would never be a negligent mother and not vaccinate my child. So people, I didn't know. People don't know this information. And that's why, you know, reach the program, you know, what you're doing, what we're doing out there publicly speaking and opening people's eyes, and what you're providing, the restaurant, of course, that we absolutely love. Like you said, we go there every time we're in town, and the health food store. And I mean, it's just imperative to wake up the misinformed masses.
And that's only going to happen with shows like this that constantly point out the truth. Because awareness is the key to any of this, and without the awareness, people don't know that there's an alternative. Unfortunately, you know, people see, they tend to go to their echo chambers and what they're comfortable with. And of course, we're inundated by commercials for pharmaceutical companies constantly. So I do want to say this, if it's okay, I'd like to give out our phone number. Our website's useless at the moment, so I don't want to do that, but. But I'd like to give the phone number if they want to reach us for any reason.
Absolutely.
And that number is 954. This is for the store first. 954-741-4045. That's 954-741-4045. And the restaurant, which is completely organic, we're in Sunrise, Florida, by the way, is 954-742-8384. Again, 954-742-8384. And by the way, I'm going to have you on our, both of you on our radio show in the next couple of weeks if we can do it. I know you've got a lot on your table, so it might have to be after, but with that, you'll tell me what you're capable of doing. But I do a show on WSVR, AM 740, which is Saturdays from 12 to 1. And that's a show that I've been on for quite a while. I've been on radio for like 20-odd years. But it's a show where we talk about health and sometimes politics and economics. But I've had both of you guys on the show before, and it's always rewarding to have you on, because especially when you guys get into your area of expertise, you know, sometimes I don't even want to participate. I just want to listen. And it's really great, because I don't know anybody who's better than you two are in what you both do. And that's... Yeah. From the bottom of my heart, I don't think I know any. I don't know anybody who's equal or is as passionate in the areas of your expertise. And when I think of, you know, the vaccination stuff, for instance, I don't think anyone's more eloquent than the both of you. I mean, I've heard people. You know, we've had Wakefield on our show. Not to take away from him, or we've had. We haven't had, but my friends had, Robert Kennedy, the one that, talks about anti-vaccines. There are many, I guess that's Robert Kennedy Jr.
Robert F. Kennedy.
There's many others that have been on, but the passion, and maybe it's partly because you had yourself, you know, such a tragic situation, but you've turned into something way beyond that. And when I look at that, and I see the passion in both of you, and the way that you're willing to both go out and do seminars and educate, and it's not for the money. It's because you're passionate about other people's lives. This is, you know, it's very, very empowering to people like me who don't do what you do, but to know that there are people out there that do it and do it so well and so honorably. And selflessly.
Well, it definitely chose me, especially. It definitely chose me. I didn't choose it. I'm not a public speaker, but I have become one. But we can't do it without you either, Richard. I mean, you have the store. You have the restaurant. There's not many of you out here. So we greatly, greatly appreciate you and your wife.
Yeah, I should say my wife, Sharuth, is a phenomenal lady. She's given me the strength to be good at what
yes.
I do. And
Hallelujah.
She's the one who got me into this business. She used to run the Unicorn, which was a landmark health food store in South Florida. And that's how we met. Yeah, that's how we met. So, you know, she's the real strong supportive half and making things work. And she's out there doing her thing and doing iridology and, you know, consulting with people, helping them get better.
Wonderful.
It's really, but I'm very thankful that you guys do what you do, because it's so important. There's a few of us out there, there's more than a few, but there's certain people that are really beyond passionate for the good of others. And I'm so thrilled. And when I get to see you guys, I'm always happy. I always feel that what I do matters when I see the two of you. So
that's right. Thank you. We all can't do it without each other. And Richard, we're coming down on the hour now. Let me close out. We appreciate you so dearly for taking your very busy schedule time to speak with us for an hour. And for having the heart to provide real food and supplements in our home state, because we are from Florida. Although we travel all over, Florida is our home state, and we just really respect and honor you for what you and your wife are doing. Again, we're VIC Fellowship, Vaccine Information Coalition. Our shows can be accessed on our front page of our vacinfo.org website under the little boy flexing his muscles. And we're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Our contact number is toll-free 800-939-8227. And, of course, like always, we thank Progressive Radio Network for allowing us to bring forward the truth and for all that they do.